now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And a very alert listener in one of our chat rooms pointed out that I misspoke earlier. It was not Frank Dodd that repealed Glass-Steagall. It was the Graham Leach Bliley Act of 1999. Which basically repealed Glass-Steagall, which opened the door for Wall Street to go back and do exactly the same kind of things they were doing in the 1920s and 1930s that caused so much damage back then. So I think we can basically conclude that America has the finest government money can buy. By the way, the United Nations General Assembly, interesting little side note, the General Assembly has overwhelmingly voted to denounce the United States' 50-year-old embargo against Cuba, which exists only so the United States can prove they know how to carry a grudge. That's what this is all about. The United States supported Batista in Cuba. Batista sold out to American corporate interests like United Fruit and PepsiCo, allowed Cuba to become the home for organized crime casinos that would put they make Las Vegas blush, the stuff that was going on down there. CIA used Cuba for projecting power all over Latin America until finally the Cuban people got fed up with that and they kicked out Batista and all of his cronies who then moved to South Florida. The U.S. tried to reinvade at the Bay of Pigs, which actually drove Castro into the Russian sphere of influence. When Castro came to power in Cuba, the first thing he tried to do was open diplomatic relations with the United States of America. And then he said, by the way, we're going to sell our agricultural produce for the same price as everybody else does, and at that point, well, that cannot be allowed to stand. American food corporations will lose profits. We can't have that. So they tried to invade, drove Cuba into the Soviet sphere of influence, which led to the Cuban Missile Crisis. Isn't it amazing when you take the long view of American history, how so many of these American policies turn out to be disasters, and yet they keep on making the same mistakes over and over and over again. So for the last 50 years, including after the Soviet Union went away and was no longer a threat, the United States has embargoed Cuba because this little tiny island down there represents a threat to the national security of the United States of America. And I personally would welcome an end to the embargo, first of all, because those Cuban people have suffered long enough. They have some of the best auto mechanics in the world down there, because they're not allowed to import cars from the United States anymore. And so they have these old, old cars that they just keep alive, and it's amazing. Cuban mechanics are the best in the world. I wouldn't mind being able to buy a little Cuban rum or an occasional Cuban cigar. But the U.S. government knows how to carry a grudge to the point of utter and abject ridiculousness. Because we're the U.S. government and we will behave this way. So forth and so on. Speaking of government, apparently former Representative Renzi got 3 years for corruption, embezzlement, and conspiracy. Just more of the same. Now, the corporate media focus is on the Obamacare hearings. And they're also paying a little lip service to NSA, and they're trying to reframe that debate. We're going to get into that a little bit later. And we have the victims of American drone strikes are testifying before the United States Congress. Now, remember, we put up that video, Wounded in Waziristan, and we were supposed to have the director of that documentary, Madiha Tahir, on the show tomorrow, but I haven't heard back from her. I understand this video has gone viral all around the world, and she huge demands on her time, but we'll get her onto the show eventually somewhere down the road. But it is a video worth watching. And it just shows what is the real human cost of U.S. drone strikes in these other countries. Not in terms of the intended targets, although it's estimated a quarter of them really haven't done anything wrong. They just pop up on the death list on Obama's desk every Tuesday because the NSA went through and found this Facebook link went over to this MySpace link that went over to that Twitter that went back over here to LinkedIn, and the LinkedIn went to this guy, and it proves that his wife's cousin's doctor's lawyer's receptionist secretary chiropodist might have talked to a terrorist at some point, and therefore it's justified in killing him. And every time they take out an intended target, innocent people are being killed. And the survivors of these attacks are testifying before Congress. One of the people actually said it was like she was exploded to pieces, describing what they're seeing with their own eyes. Apparently, only 5 members of Congress bothered to show up to the hearings. They don't want to know. They want to pretend like, oh, I had no idea, really, it's just all conspiracy theories out there. Meanwhile, the CIA has been leaking information to the Washington Post that is very clearly an attempt to silence drone critics by saying, we're getting the bad guys, we're out there fighting terror. And yet, a Department of Homeland Security-funded study proves that the war on terrorism has greatly increased global terrorism. Now, a large part of that increase may be all these actors running around pretending to be terrorists to try and create this illusion of a terrorist threat so that we'll stay silent about NSA spying and TSA crotch groping and confiscation of our money because we prefer cash over plastic. But for all this talk about fighting the war on terror, even the Department of Homeland Security says everything they've done to fight the war on terror has made the problem worse. It's time to pull the plug. It is time to pull the plug. It isn't working to accomplish its stated policy. And we know that the stated policy of combating terror is just more USDA choice bovine excrement fed to the American people by the corporate media, because Obama is using the drones for exactly the same reason Adolf Hitler used the V-1 buzz bomb and the V-2 guided ballistic missile. To terrorize the populations of the targeted countries into forcing their government to capitulate to United States demands, or in Hitler's case, German demands. Now, getting on to the NSA scandal, we've had denials coming from the White House that Obama didn't know that all these foreign heads of states are being targeted. Where did he think the information in the president's daily intelligence briefing was coming from? And now intelligence officials are saying, yeah, the White House and the State Department, they approved all this. They knew it. So we've got Obama in yet another lie. I'm losing count. Maybe we ought to start keeping count of the number of times Obama's actually told us the truth, because I'm sure that's a much smaller and more easy to handle number. Now, James Clapper is out there saying, you know, our spying on foreign heads of state, it's justified because they're all doing it. And yes, they are. And if you're a head of state, you sort of assume other countries are trying to peek into your communications. It sort of goes with the job. Spying on military in other countries, that's sort of an acceptable task for intelligence to do. But what they're doing is they're trying to shift the focus. They're trying to move away from the scandal of the NSA spying on law-abiding American citizens and reframe it as, well, we have to spy on foreign heads of state and foreign military here, so you shouldn't complain about us spying on you. Yeah, we're going to. Yes, it's expected and understood. You're spying on foreign governments and foreign military, and you're supposed to be spying on the criminals and terrorists, but that does not exonerate the NSA from constant surveillance of the American people, which is a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment. And Clapper's already been caught in a lie. Because NSA is denying that they were spying on the people of France and Spain. They've tried to plant that story that, oh, it was Israel, and now apparently more information has been leaked, proving that, yes, it was the U.S. doing it all along. We shouldn't listen to anything coming out of this government anymore. These people, in addition to forgetting how to manufacture and grow produce, they've forgotten how to tell the truth. They are completely illegitimate at this point. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with a phone call after these words from our sponsors.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. And I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call. Jim in Georgia. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Doing okay.
Good. I've talked to you quite a bit, but about a month and a half ago, or maybe 2 months, I put a sign on the back of my truck that it said, please don't send our troops to Syria to save the Federal Reserve. Well, And it's across the whole back of my pickup truck. I got a 2000 Ford Ranger. Mm-hmm. And Friday, my truck wasn't running right. Well, I took it to the mechanic, I thought it was the gas station, and where I buy gas, and I buy it steadily there. I thought maybe it had water, and somebody had put water and some other chemical in there, and my truck is shot. So,
Boy.
Yeah. But
you can destroy an engine. You can put dish soap in the oil crankcase. You can put.
I don't know who did it, you know, and I can't afford to fix it. But if I have to wear a sign on my back now, I'll do it, you know. But it's just a shame that people would do that, you know.
Well, the question you need to ask is, what kind of person does things like that? And you find out that's how the government people behave when they're not getting what they want. They behave like spoiled little children. They wreck careers. They wreck trucks. They kill people. And that's why this government has delegitimized itself.
Well, I'm still going to fight. Because I can't afford to fix the truck, so that's the end of that. But I'm still going to fight. And if I have to ride a damn bicycle with the back of it, and I told you, because you asked me to put it on the Internet, and I don't deal with the Internet, but it was said, please do not send our troops to Syria to save the Federal Reserve, and I'm going to stick with that, you know? I really am, Michael, and I back you for what you say, too, so.
Well, thank you very much. I'm so sorry to hear about the truck, but again, that's the kind of brown shirt behavior we're seeing from people who are supporting the government agenda, people who support the Federal Reserve. We're right down there in the worst of the abuses of the Nazi government against their own people. And we're seeing it here in the United States of America. And when I was a kid, I never thought I would grow up to see the Fourth Reich right here in my own homeland, but we are definitely there.
Well, I never thought to get a locked gas cap, but I guess if in another year or two, if I can get another vehicle, I sure as hell will. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. The problem is, for a while I had a locking gas cap. Now on the Honda, the thing locks from inside the car. The locking gas caps that are available in the store, they're really not very good. They were being sold during the height of siphoning, where people were siphoning gas, and they're really very fragile. You can just jam a screwdriver blade in them, give it a twist, the lock breaks. They're really not very secure at all. It's the illusion of safety that they're selling.
Well, my main reason is for calling is don't give up, people. Stand your ground and keep your scruples, you know? So, thank you, Michael. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Jim. And I'm really sorry to hear about the truck. I know how essential that would be here. We're going to switch over to Steve in Florida. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Ooh. Like my buddy George Galloway would say, you can't make it up.
Yeah, really. And if you did, nobody would believe
when he says that. Yeah, that's a shame about that guy, you know, and his truck and so forth.
Well, I've had stuff done to me over the years, too, and it just shows how childish and petty these people are.
Well, speaking of childish and petty and arrogant, did you ever notice that the United States government is getting more and more like Israel?
Yeah, we've commented on that many times, and it's because of the influence of all these dual nationals who are basically trying to turn the United States into Israel West. And it is a major problem. And now even Europe is starting to complain about how their government is acting more and more like the government of Israel. Up in Canada, we're hearing the same thing. The end of it, I mean, this is why the police officers are treating ordinary American people the way the IDF treats the Palestinians.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, I thought that was my observation, but I guess a lot of other people are noticing it as well.
Yes, they are.
One thing that I requested from you it was just a couple months ago in your spare time is you cite a lot of movies or websites and so forth, you said that you would try to, you know, put some of those up. Because I think, you know, you mentioned a movie, and I thought, oh, well, I can remember that. I listen every day.
The videos, if you go to my website, down in the left margin, there's a little sort of a TV set icon that says The Screening Room, and that has quite a few links to documentaries and stuff that are online. Obviously, I can't link to, like, commercial entertainment movies because they're not available online, or if they are, it's a crime to access them. Anything
well, you can
I think.
Rent them.
Well, I can rent them and watch them here, and I own a lot of the DVDs, but I can't put them online without being in violation of numerous laws.
One could rent them, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah, one could rent them. All right, I'll append a little list of movies that that people ought to look at. They're very hard to find, like that documentary Inside Job. You can order it online. But certainly the local video stores don't carry them. The bankers do not want you seeing it. HBO, and again, this is a wag of the finger. They rushed out their own version of what happened during the banking meltdown of 2008 that really attempted to make the bankers all look like poor, helpless victims of other people's evil. And we know that's absolutely not true.
Well, you know, those movies like Inside Job, in fact, I have a copy of it. But
yes.
I'm always lending it out, and they're like a real good tool for people that are like clueless, and
yes.
You know, just say, oh, you want to watch a good, because it is a good movie.
Yes.
And so anyway, no, I just wanted to just remind you of that, and I got to say one thing that I don't like. One little thing that you say that I don't like is like at the end of the show you go, well, I'm gonna head out here and do something productive for the day, meaning that your whole show is not productive.
Well, no, that's not what I mean. You need to understand, I'm out here on Oahu, and for my time, this show runs very, very early in the morning. So that's just a reference
right.
to getting on out there. And I'm not trying to denigrate my show or my being here.
Right.
But when I sign off the air, for you on the mainland, it's in the evening and the day is winding down. And for me, the day is just getting going. That's all that means.
No, I understand. But
okay.
it just sounds like, you know, I'm thinking, what is he talking about? This is the most productive thing that, you know, he's done all day.
All right, I'll change my sign-off. I'll come up with something else that's a little bit less offensive. But really, it's just a reference to the fact that when the radio show is over, it's still morning here, and I got the rest of the day to go out and try and accomplish something else equally productive.
Oh, no, I understand.
All right. All right. Steve, thank you very much for the phone call. All right, we're going to let you go. We're going to start with Don in Ohio. Don, I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Commercial break? How long?
Well, it's going to be about a four-minute commercial break, but you've got 1 minute now.
Okay. First off, the NSA was tracking Obama before he became president. They had the most on him to actually make him a Manchurian candidate, which that would help in what's going on right now. Let's go from there.
Well, you're absolutely right. As we pointed out, J. Edgar Hoover was made FBI director for life because he had his special private secret files, which vanished when he died. And it was an open secret. He was blackmailing politicians with the dirt that he'd collected on them, up to and including President John F. Kennedy himself. And because the NSA is not an elected body, it should not have that kind of power over our politicians, and yet very clearly they do. I think that was proved by Chief Justice Roberts with his 11th hour, 180-degree about-face about the legality of Obamacare. Somebody yanked his chain good and hard. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Don. We'll be right back with more phone calls.
You fucker.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to go back to the phones, and hopefully we'll be a little bit more polite and restrained in our language here. Obi in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
It's Colorado, but I have a general I have a general statement about all these bankster wars that we've been fighting. You know, Iraq is in total civil war. Afghanistan leads the world in opium production, thanks to the U.S. help. And we're deeper and deeper in debt. There's no solution to it. Believe me, I have experienced firsthand the Nazi Gestapo police tactics thanks to a home invasion in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're going to have to... My hope is that this corrupt system collapses very quickly so we can move on and get on with something else. You know, as Monty Python said, and now it's time for something else.
Now it's time for something completely different. Yes,
completely
you're absolutely
different. Okay.
Right. It is. Where the whole world is ready for something completely different, which is a world that operates without being enslaved to private central banks issuing all the currency as a loan at interest. We're ready for that. The time has come.
I agree with you. And there's a gentleman by the name of Jim Mars who wrote a book called The Rise of the Fourth Reich.
Yes.
And he's an interesting person. You might want to think about getting him on your show.
Yeah, I will make an effort to try and get him on the show. He's written a number of really good books, and I'm absolutely in agreement with him. We're seeing, it's almost like Washington, D.C.'s favorite book is Dictatorship for Dummies by Adolf Hitler, because they're literally following every single thing the Nazis did. We've got concentration camps, we've got torture, we've got spying on all the people of all the time, we've got, you know, the Department of Homeland Security and TSA grabbing us and making us get naked at all the checkpoints here, which is something that Nazi Germany did. We're there. We're absolutely there right now.
I agree with you, Mike, and I'll say this. Have a good day, and I'm going to let you go.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Rob in Minnesota. Aloha, Rob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Mike. Yeah, are you sitting down?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am.
Okay, yeah. I went to the Y today to do some exercise, and then I stop into the lounge and read the daily papers on the way out, and I get to the back of the business section, and there's the title is, as stimulus tab rises for Fed, observers worry a bailout is next. And so they're actually talking about a bailout for the Fed. this is just completely crazy. So
I don't even know how. Well, basically, the only way they could do a bailout is to again take more of the tax revenues and give it to the Federal Reserve for the Federal Reserve to turn around and loan it back to us at interest. That sounds like desperation on the cusp of madness to me.
It's like if Americans are exceptional in anything, I guess we're just exceptionally gullible at this point.
I would disagree with that. I think most Americans really have plugged into what's going on. And like I said the other day, following my being on Coast to Coast, I had people, like in the supermarket workers, come up and recognize my voice. And what that tells me is that ordinary Americans who don't have a reason to be going out and looking for these indications of wrongdoing by the government, they're seeing it. They know something has gone horribly wrong with this country. We're just waiting for that point where the collective anger builds to a point where they're going to stand up and just say, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired, clean out your desks, you know, and get out. And hopefully it'll be done nonviolently. I still think the U.S. government is going to come crashing down the way the former Soviet Union did. I think the economic system is going to come down. And because of all this globalism and derivatives, all of these private central banks will collapse at the same time. And we, the people of planet Earth, have to take it as our highest priority to absolutely forbid and prevent any more of these private banks being given control of a nation's monetary supply. The public currency has to be a public utility. That's what worked for the early United States of America, and that's what will work for the future.
I absolutely agree. And yeah, people are waking up, but it's still, even if you tell them that, the Federal Reserve is not part of the federal government, and that, I spread your message as much as I can, and sometimes I'm even coherent. Unfortunately, I still get nervous when I call in sometimes, so.
Well, there's no reason to be nervous here, but part of the skill, and that's for anybody who's out there listening, who's trying to talk to their friends about what's going on. Part of the skill is to develop an instinct for what the person you're talking to is ready to hear versus what they're not ready to hear, because a lot of their assumptions about life in America and their relationship with the government, the banking system, is built on beliefs they were indoctrinated with as children, and they will see attacks on those beliefs as a personal attack and respond that way. So you have to just give them a little tiny bit and get them to start asking questions. And, you know, there's going to be a point past which they're not going to want to go because their whole image of their own security and position is based on a lot of these beliefs, and you have to tread very, very lightly. And find the people ready to listen. Focus your effort on them. Ignore the ones who are out there saying, oh, you're a kook, you're a weirdo, you're wearing a tinfoil hat, because most of those people are undercover informants for the FBI anyway.
Yeah, I agree. It reminds me of... It's been decades, but I'd attended a lyceum at the local college, and the speaker was poet Mia Angelou,
mm-hmm.
and she had a book out at the time that was titled "I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings."
Yes, that's a very good book.
And she basically said, well, you know, if you're making a little bit more, you know, either in your position or your job than you know that you can make on the outside, and you have some, you know, extra money, and you have some free time to spend it, well, life's pretty good. Don't rattle my cage. And so I'm seeing that the people that are still employed and doing pretty well still have the white-collar jobs. They really don't want to hear any of this stuff, but
that's absolutely right, because they like things the way they are, and we know that government workers are paid anywhere from one-third to one-half more for the same work being done in the private sector. And this is done not because the government is generous with its own workers, it's done because the government is literally using your tax money to buy the loyalty of their own workers. And again, these are old, well-established tactics from history. But the problem is the number of people who are comfortable with life as it is right now is dwindling rapidly in this country. And the predation on the poor and the working class, they've stopped trying to loot the working and poor people because there's nothing left there, and we're starting to see the predations hit the middle class and even the upper middle class, and now they're getting their wake-up moment and saying, whoa, what's going on here? Because all pyramids collapse from the bottom up, and we know the bottom of the financial pyramid in this country is already crumbling, and the cracks are working their way up through the higher and higher levels to the top. And so we're seeing a lot more upper middle class, and even rich people are starting to come out and say, you know, there is a problem, and we have to acknowledge it if there's a chance at heading off ultimate disaster.
All right, thanks, Mike. I sent you a link to two stories that will feds need a bailout, so look for it in your inbox.
I certainly will. I'll make a point of finding those things. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Brendan in Wisconsin. Aloha, Brendan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just got in the door, and so I'm not sure if you covered it already. Did you already cover Fantilli?
Not on the radio show, no. No, I haven't covered it.
That is amazing. A lot of people are going to owe Dr. Jim Fetzer a lot of apologies. We questioned if he was an agent provocateur in the past as far as infiltrating the broader truth movement. I've spoken to many other radio personalities in private about Fantilli, and I just think that is I view it as a huge victory.
I had a brief brush with him recently over this trucker strike, which apparently fizzled, and something like $500,000 of the money donated for that has vanished, and nobody knows where it went. The reason I avoid him is because he's out there promoting this idea that the World Trade Towers were brought down with directed energy weapons, which is part of that whole kookification of the issue that we see coming from the government propagandists. And so I've sort of avoided Pete. And refuse to be involved with what he's doing.
Oh yeah, his persona was vicious towards some of my other friends who were questioning his rabid support for Dr. Judy Wood, and nothing against her. I just can't substantiate any of her work, and so those folks just became incensed if you didn't see the justification, quote unquote. I'm just really happy that
her claims really, if you understand physics of particle beams and optics and so forth, you understand that there would have been artifacts visible from the use of such weapons, and they aren't there. And so that's why I've sort of ignored her. She's out there, like with the No Plane people, trying to just put out a bunch of nonsense so that people argue about it, and they basically are distracted from the fact the U.S. government did lie to us about 9/11. Got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Brendan. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women, children alike.
And aloha, welcome back to the show here. We're dealing with a little bit of technical glitches. I wonder if somebody forgot to feed that giant mutant hamster that lives in that wire cage behind the mixer board that powers the generator, that powers all of this stuff here. Now, getting on back to NSA spying, because there's some real absurdity coming out there. We're getting a report now out of an Italian magazine that the NSA was spying on the recent conclave at the Vatican that was getting together to elect Pope Francis. And again, we understand the necessity in the modern world of spying on foreign heads of state, but spying on the Vatican kind of makes you wonder what's going on. Maybe they were running book or something, running odds on who was going to get elected, and they wanted some inside information. But that seems kind of rather pointless as far as I can see. Now, Obama is out there making a comment that he is weighing limits on foreign spy programs. Apparently, he is far more concerned with the fact that Angela Merkel is upset at being spied on than the fact that 330 million Americans are upset at being spied on. They're trying to basically drag this whole NSA scandal away from the spying on the American people and the people of planet Earth, ordinary law-abiding citizens, and frame it entirely in this context of we must spy on foreign governments and foreign military, which is justifiable and understandable, and people who are in those positions in government and the military understand they're going to be spied on. But the point of NSA Gate is that the NSA is not spying just on foreign heads of state and foreign military potential threats. They're spying on you and me and my wife and the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker for no reason at all and in clear violation of the Bill of Rights. And we're seeing this attitude coming out of the heads of all these countries, including the United States, that ordinary people should just accept that they're going to be spied on. The surveillance is necessary because you're all potential terrorists. And it was only when these foreign heads of states found out they were being spied on that they got harumph, harumph, harumph. We're supposed to be watching the livestock, not each other. What is wrong with you people? Meanwhile, the U.S. is attempting to deflect from its own spying with this report that apparently at the G20, the recent G20, the Russians were handing out USB memory sticks with some kind of spyware built into them. Now, if I were attending the G20 or something similar, I would not accept a memory stick. I think we can assume that there was probably some kind of documents on there that were germane to what was going on. But when I travel anyway, because the TSA has already dropped and destroyed a very expensive laptop, I have this little tiny netbook that's isolated from the rest of everything in my house. And if I need a computer when I'm traveling, that's what I take. It was originally one of the machines that I used on Lost and Off the Map. When you'd see a computer display on the set showing whatever, that was all developed in Flash animation. I'd take this little netbook, duct tape it under the table, run the wires, and there'd be the on-set display. And now that I'm not doing that kind of work anymore, this is now my travel machine. Because if the TSA drops and breaks it, I won't cry quite as much as I did when they broke my expensive machine. But this is the NSA going out there with, they all do it, therefore it's okay for us to do it. Well, again, yes, governments spy on other governments and they all do it. The issue here is spying on law-abiding American citizens. Which brings us back to CryptoLocker. This is a very nasty malware. It is all over the globe right now. And if you are infected, it takes over your machine, it encrypts your disks, and demands a $300 ransom paid to some cash transfer site in a foreign country without extradition. Whoever's behind this is making tons and tons of money. And notice, the NSA is unable to find out who this person or persons are so that they can be arrested and blocked. They've done absolutely nothing, which hammers home the point. NSA spying on all of our computers is not about crime and terror. It's about watching you. For if they would have had this CryptoLocker guilty party, skinned, dipped in turpentine in the hide, nailed to a barn wall by now. But obviously, that's not a priority for them. But somebody, a researcher, has put out a little tool for your Windows machine called CryptoPrevent, which will block the installation and execution of CryptoLocker, and I've already got it on all my machines. Does not seem to have any malware. And, you know, you got to take responsibility for your own security here. Now, getting over to the Adobe systems hacking problem, Adobe has now admitted the scope of a recent cybersecurity breach was a lot bigger than originally admitted. And the attackers obtained credit card data on more than 38 million customer accounts because Adobe has now gone to this new business model of instead of selling software, they rent it to you month to month. And you have a credit card on file, and every month they hit your credit card to get their latest and greatest CS6, CS7, whatever it's up to. Which, by the way, in my estimation, based on my experience with CS5, are far inferior to their earlier products. Much more difficult to use. And again, the NSA is unable to find these people who broke into Adobe systems and stole 38 million customer accounts. They can't find real criminals. They can't find real terrorists. We proved with our three NSA challenges that anybody with a modicum of programming skill can create encryption methods the NSA will be unable to break in any kind of a reasonable amount of time. It is very easy to do. The NSA relies totally on backdoors built into your routers, your smartphones, your computers, backdoors built into websites like Facebook and Google, backdoors built into the ISPs, and everybody using standard encryption that the NSA already knows the method of. Without that, the NSA would be blind, deaf, and dumb for what's going on out here. Going to take a phone call here. Damien in South Carolina. Aloha, Damien. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing great.
Good. I know I'm going to be way off topic, but I think it's something important that ties in with the overall cause that you have in life and myself, indeed. I have two children in the public school system in Florence, South Carolina. My youngest son, who's 10 years old, was attacked on the bus the second day of school going home. By two kids who were bullying him. He was able to defend himself physically and basically beat them off away from him. And then when we called the school district about it, they said, if you want to press charges against these two kids that attacked your son, because there were witnesses who testified and even went to the bus driver to tell him what happened, that we had to press charges against your son, because what they do is they basically broad brush the rules in the disciplinary code that says any child caught fighting is going to be suspended and punished. So my wife asked the vice principal, well, what if, like, you know, if I'm a woman walking down the street and some guy attacks me and tries to rape me, if I fight back and scratch his face or you know, fight him off, does that make me complicit in the crime? And he said, absolutely. So we were in the process of trying to figure out how to deal with this when last week my son was attacked by another kid in the lunchroom, and again, he was able to defend himself and fight the kid off, and the teacher caught my son fighting the kid off, defending himself, and she grabbed him, and one of the students sitting at the table said, no, Miss So-and-so, he didn't start it, the other kid attacked him, he was just defending himself, and the teacher said, doesn't matter, if you fight, you're to blame. So he got suspended that time, and we had to go into a meeting, and basically in front of another vice principal sitting there, this was last week, I asked her, I said, well, what point are the children allowed to defend themselves physically if someone attacks them? Because what if a teacher's not around or isn't seeing what's going on, or the child yells for help? Because the premise is that children are always supposed to be able to get away, quote unquote, and find a teacher to help them when someone attacks them. Mm-hmm. And she said, children are never allowed to defend themselves.
Well, that's an attitude they're trying to spread through the entire country right now.
Right.
to increase dependence on the authority figures.
Right.
And, you know, the gun grabbers are always saying, you don't need personal defense weapons, the police will always be there, and yet we know that's an absolute complete lie.
Right.
All right. Thank you for the call, Damien. Yep. You raise a very, very good point about the brainwashing of our children to never fight back no matter what. Got to take a break for Phyllis Schlafly and commercials. We'll be right back.
Financial